You're holding Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph on top. Again, when the Miller trying to explain Reb Shimon Shita that he says in the Mishnah that a minchas chaytah shokahanim needs a kemitza, and then you burn both the kemitza and the shirayim. The Eskimoor was that Mor Tap says that olahakish minchas chaytah shokahanim kiminchas chaytah Yisrael. The pasuk comes to teach us that the minchas chaytah that a kohen brings has the same halacha like the minchas chaytah that a Yisrael brings. If so, we darshin ma minchas chaytah Yisrael, just like when a regular Yisrael brings a mincha. Because of the chet that he does, Nikmet says that there's a mitzvah to make a mitzvah first. Is af minchas chaytah shokahanim? The same thing if a kohen brings a mincha because he did a chet. Also, Nikmet says there's a mitzvah to make a kmitza, to take out a handful and burn it by itself. Even though the locher is by minchas kohen, the whole thing is burnt. But still, you have to make like two separate burnings. One is you make the kmitza, take the handful and burn it, and then you burn the rest. Tomorrow says, if you have this hekesh of a minchas chayte to minchas Yisrael, the Chori could ask the question, ima minchas chayte shay Yisrael, just like a regular Yisrael, when he brings a mincha, is nekmetzes v'shireh necholim. We know the din is, you take off a kemitza true, but the v'shireh is necholim, the leftover of the mincha you could eat. So maybe af minchas chayte shakana, the same thing should be a minchas chayte from a kohen, that nekmetzes, true, you have to make a maisa kemitza. But if so, it should be the same thing that the shirei necholim, it should be mutati the shirei and the leftover of the mincha. And we know, like even in the Mishnah, Reb Shimon does not say this. Reb Shimon says you have to burn both the kemitza and the shirei. So the question is why? If you're making this hekish of a minchas chayto to minchas Yisrael, they should both be a necholim the shirei. So where it says on this note, Talmudim, the pasuk says on the Yikra, la koyen kemincha. That we darshin l'koyen k'mincha v'lor l'ishem k'mincha. When is this mincha daima to minchas Yisrael? What's nagayin to the avoid of the koyen? Just like when a koyen brings a minchas Yisrael, he has to make a kemitza. Who would then, when they bring a minchas koyen, also if it's a minchas chayta of a koyen, there has to be a ma'isa kemitza done to it. But v'lor l'ishem, but the part of the mincha that's burnt, that is no hekesh. Enechanami, the shirayim by minchas koyen is burnt. There's a mitzvah haktar on it, even though by regular minchas Yisrael, the din is the shirayim is necholim. And the Mora says, so haketzad, how does it come out? These are Shimon Talocha haketzad, koy meitz korv v'atzmoy. True, you have to make a maisa kemitza, and that's burnt by itself. The shirayim craven b'yatzman, who are then the shirayim is also craven b'yatzman. Now the Gemara is, ho shite avidosoi, that we started out the Bryce before that said Tony Rabbonin, when the Pasuk says Bahoiso la Koyin Kemincha, the Wadashim before meant to say Shetei Avodosak Sheraboy, that when the Koyin has to bring his own Mincha, he's allowed to do the Avoid, he could bring it whenever he wants. So, where's the question? Is it true? Do we learn it out from this Pasuk, this Halacha? The Huru Mehosam Nafka, there's another Pasuk for that Halacha. You learn like this. Minayin, how do we know? L'koyin. Shebo makrev korban oisa b'chol oisa b'chol shor shir yutza. The Kohen has the right to come and bring his korban anytime he wants, even though it's not his mishmer. Still, he has the right to come in and to be makrev it. Talmud Lehmer, the Pasuk says in Devarim, ubo b'chol avas nafshoi v'sherus. That anytime the Kohen wants to, he can come and do the avoida. So this is the Pasuk that teaches us the Kohen can bring his own korban. If so, what do we need the Pasuk before in Vayikra that says, something that's not coming because of a chet, something that's only bringing from the dove. So when the Kohen brings in a dove, true, that's as possible. Anything he wants to, anytime he wants to, in the dove, he can come and be makriv whenever he wants to. But something that's not called Avas Nafshoi, it's not up to him, it's something that he has to bring. I would have thought to say loy, something that's a chayv for him, maybe no, then a kohen cannot bring it whenever he wants, only if it's his mishmer. If it's not his mishmer, maybe he cannot bring it. That's why we need this postik of a hoysel a kohen kemincha, yes, anytime a kohen wants to, even for his own minchas chaytam, still he could come and be makavit whenever he wants. He could be the kohen that's makavit. Tomorrow's the list. Learn now from this pasuk in Vayikra v'hoysel a kohen k'mincha. The Chur is still mehosam now, because you saw somewhere now from over there, from a pasuk in Bamidbar, that it says, V'chiper ha-kurin ala nefesh, ha-shegeges pechato. So it comes to teach us, ala nefesh ha-shegeges pechato bishkogo. So the pasuk comes to teach over here, it says, V'chiper ha-kurin, so malam, it comes to teach us, she-ha-kurin mischaper de-yatsmoi. That even when the kurin has to bring a minchas chayto, a korban chayto, even though he did a chet, he needs a kaparo, still he the kohen, he could be mechaper for himself. Shakoyim mechaper are they atzmoi. So we have this pasuk in Bamidbar that says, even though it's a minchas choyta, or a korban choyta, still the kohen could bring it. So again, what do we need this pasuk of a hoysel a kohen kemincha for? So Morin says, no. Ima hewif in this pasuk in Bamidbar, having now what I thought to say, hani mili b'shegeg. Only if the kohen does the chet b'shegeg, then sure he could come and bring his korban whenever he wants. Avo b'meizid, from the case where the kohen does a chet b'meizid, and still he needs a kapor of a korban. So then, loy, maybe then the kohen himself cannot bring it. But rather he has to go to the mishmar and let the kohen of the mishmar bring it. Kamash malon, that's the chiddush of our posik, no. Even though he did a chet b'meizid, in the case where he has to bring a korban or a mincham, still the kohen himself can be makrevit. So Gemara asks the question, b'meizid, hechi mishkachas lo? How do you have the case that if you do a chet b'meizid, you have to bring a korban or a mincha? We know always it's only b'shegeg. B'meizid, you don't have a korban. So where is there a case that you have to bring a korban or b'shegeg, b'meizid? So where it says yes, b'zod in shvua. In the case by shvua seidus, even though you're amazed, you swore false. If that's the case, you have to bring a korban. The Rashi says, k'mash malon, v'oysa l'akrein k'mincha, t'ay kro b'minchas choyta, t'shvua seidus. Because we're talking about, you did the chet of a shvua seidus. The chet is a korban oil of a yerid. If you're a dalet, you bring a mincha. The yosa by mezid kishogig, by a shvua seidus, in the case where you really know the yedis, and we ask you to say in your swear you do not know it, even though you're a mezid, still you chayiv a korban, or b'dalet, you chayiv a mincha. That's what we need this third pasuk for, the pasuk of Vayikra, to teach us, even in a case where it's a mincha schaita being brought for chet on the mezid, still the kohen can come and bring it whenever he wants. The other Gemara says, Tan Yiduch wrote another price like this. Rabbi Shimon, Omer Shimon says, Minchas Choyte Shokahanim, where the kohen himself has to bring a Minchas Choyte, Nikmetzes, true, the kohen has to make a Maisa Kemitza. Now, the Hakoim is Korbif Neyatzmai, the Kemitza is burnt by itself. The Ashirayim craving b'fnayatzmon, like it says in our Mishnah, that the Ashirayim left over is also burnt by itself. Reb Lezer says that Hakoymetz Korah b'yatzmon echnami, the kmitzer of it you have to burn by itself, but for Ashirayim the leftover of the minchas chayt of a koyin mispazur na beis adeshin, you sprinkle it over the beis adeshin, the fireplace. The Gemara says, who was he meant to say, which fireplace? Somewhere of Chiya Bar Abba, Hevi Bo, we have a question. Hevi Bo Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon asked a question over here. Beis Hadesh and Eicha, what does Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon mean to say, you have to sprinkle the leftover of the Mincha of the Kohen Chayta on the Beis Hadesh? Which Beis Hadesh? Either Lamalif, it means on top of the Mizbeach, the Beis Hadesh, the Tapuach, where the Gecholim are on top of the Mizbeach. Samur says, it's so high no avu, it's the same thing as his father. That's what Reb Shimon says, that you have to burn the shrine on the Mizbeach. So what is the son of Blazer saying differently? Elamai idolamato, if it means to burn it on the fireplace on the bottom, where on the bottom of the Mizbeach, the Mokum where they throw the Maron, the Noitza, and the Trumas Hadeshen, if that's the place where you burn this, Samur asks the question, why? Yesh lechadov shekorv lamata, is there anything that has to be burnt? Like a ma'isa akrova that's on lamata on the bottom of the mizbeach, that's not called akrova. That's not called akrova. Akrova means on the mizbeach itself. So how could Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon say to burn the shiraim of the mincha on the base of desh and lamata on the bottom fireplace? That's not called akrova on the mizbeach. So Amole Rabbi Abba says like this. Duma, maybe Rabbi Lezer meant to say libut enichanami. There's no mitzvah akrova on the shiraim of this mincha, but rather just lost, destroyed. So Mara says, Achichola, they left at him. V'chiyeshna chodova shekorv libud. Is there anything that's korv libud to be lost? That's not called akrova. Poshid, you have to be makrevit. So the father, you have to burn it. So what does Reb Lezer mean to say? You could burn it on the Beis Hadeshin.
Gemara insists, Toni Avud Rabavin, like the Segzeras HaKosev, the Pesuk says, Ko Minchas Koyin Kolotia, Loi Teichal. Any minchas of a koyin is kula kol, the whole thing has to be burnt, and I'll eat from it. So we darashin la achilok shisei. The ekesh of any mincha of a koyin, even a minchas choyta that a koyin brings, the din is loy teichel, and I'll eat from it. But v'lo lo dover achar, but there's not a hekesh for anything else. So Rashi explains what mincha say is, it's like a zeras akosiv, that a minchas choyta of a koyin, that true, the whole thing is burnt, that's the hekesh. But not the dovrach and not the inyan akrova. The shani minchas choyta shaloi ain't craven in the chanami. There's no mitzvah akrova on the shirayim. Ela mispanzu na beis hadesh in the chanami. That's the gzeras hakosev that the shirayim of the minchas choyta goes liibud. You ask the kashya, is there any type of akrova like that? So true, minastam we don't have it. But where that's the pshan, the gzeras hakosev in the chanami means they said that the minchas choyta the kayin true. The ekesh is the whole thing has to. There's no part that can be eaten. There's no achil of it, but you have to burn the hakrova. No, the hakrova is only on the kemitza and not on the shirayim. Now the Gemara says, "My comer, what does Abba, what does Avua Drabavin mean to say? My comer, Om Rabbi Abayi says, Hochi comer. This is what Avua Drabavin meant to say. Rashi says, Heichi shamina mihai kro chayvosa nidvosa the borla meima." Where do we see in this that there's hekesh for the achila part? So the Morin says, "Om Rabbi Yochikom." This is what the pasuk means to say: "Kol minchas koyin loy teichal. Any mincha the koyin brings is loy teichal, and I'll eat from it. Choy vosoi. Means on the minchas choyta of the koyin, true there's a loy teichal. There's no part to be eaten. But that the pasuk says, "Kol tia." That all things should be burnt in a chlam, and that's only going on nidvasoi. On a minchas nidova of a koyin, then those things burnt, asa akrova. But on the minchas choyt of a koyin in a chlam, those things is not, there's no akrova. The akrova is only on the kemitza. But that is the hekesh is only like teichel, there's no part that could be eaten by the kahanim. But rather, the yod yad fishrayim has to be li'ibud on the beis hadeshim lamata. So, amalei rova, rova said back, what kind of shot is that? Sakina Harifa Masaka Kroi with a sharp knife could he cut Sukim, like how could he divide the Pasuk in here if it says Kol Minchas Kain Kolo Tia Le Teichol? How could he divide up and say goes on Chayva, goes on Adava? Ela rather Omar Rava, Dash like this the Pasuk, Kol Minchas Kain Kolo Tia. Any Mincha of a Kain, those things should be burnt. Nidvasai, that goes on the Minchas Nadava of a Kain. When it says Kol Minchas Koyin Kolotia, that means the Minchas Nedova that a Koyin brings should be cooler burnt. Then when it says Lo Teichon, the Pasuk says don't eat from it, that goes on Chavosoi, that the Minchas Chayt of a Koyin, that just is allowed not to eat from it. But in the Chanami, there's no mitzvah krov on the whole thing, on the Shiran, there's no mitzvah krov. Smur says, Epoch Ano, let me change it around. Why not say that Nedova of a Mincha of a Koyin is Nikmetes, and not its chayvosoi. Samura says, Mistavra nidvosoi hevel rebuye. It's more Mistavra than the dovo. It's like a regular mincha of a koin that's kule kolil, shekain tediro. It happens often. And Rashi explains, Mistavra that nidvosoi, the minchas nidovo that a koin brings, should be like the minchas chavitim that a koin god must bring every single day. And the minchas chavitim of a koin god is not nikmetes, there's no kemitza. But rather, the whole thing is burnt. Now, how do we know this? First, was can nidvasa tadira, or minchas nadavi can bring any every day, anytime he wants to. Mashenkin and minchas chayta only when they went to the chet, and also loichat toy does not come because of a chet. The chavit and the nidvasa is not because of a chet. And bosis reicha, it smells good because since in that mincha there's belulu vashem and then levoina, so when you burn it, it smells good. Mashenkein, the minchas choyta has no shem, it has no lovayna. So it was mistavra, minchas nedova should be like the chavitin. Samora says, no, other rabbi, the opposite. Chavosa hevel el rebuye. Maybe the minchas choyta that a kain brings should be daima to the minchas chavitin. Why? Shekein nisar, and they both have the same measurement of an nisar and of a flower. Mashenkein, the nedova could be brought as much as you want, Rashi says. Samora says, no, still high not sufficient. there are more ways that the Minchas Nedov is doing with the Minchas Chavitin. Therefore, the Minchas Nedov is like a Minchas Chavitin. There's no Kemitza, the whole thing is fully burnt. Whereas the Chiddush, that there's a Kemitza, that's only by the Minchas Chaita. Now the Gemara asks, for Rabbonin that argue on Rav Shimon in the Mishnah, and they say, no, even the Minchas Chaita of a Kohen is Kula Kolu, the whole thing is burnt. And there's no Kemitza. If so, according to Rabbonin Shita, Hai Ko Mincha Kohen Kolu Tiyam, what would they do with this extra pasuk that says Kol Minchas Kain Kol Tia Leitoichal? The mashma only for Nachila there's a hekish, and not for the Hakrova. My Yovid Lei Mi Burna. They need like a tan like we learned. Ein LeYela Eliyona BeKol Otoktir. Only what it says on top is the chlal. The sinyan of the whole thing should be burnt. Rashi says BeChavitin. Means the chavit and the mincha that a kohen gadol brings, that's kula toktir. That whole thing has to be burnt. Via tachtoino, but via tachtoino, the regular mincha that a kohen brings, maybe that's below teichel. Just you can't eat from it. But maybe there's no mitzvah to burn the whole thing. Minan, how do we know to say liten esayim shozeh bezeh via esayim shozeh bezeh? How do we know to say that just like the mincha chavit, no thing has to be burnt? Who would in the regular mincha that a kohen, no thing has to be burnt? Burnt. You just said there's a loitechel over here, there's a loitechel over there. Talmudim, it says, kolol kolol gzera shava. The nema kan kolol v'nema lahalan kolol. By chavitin and by regular mincha. Ma lahalan, just like by the chavitin, the kolol toktir, there's a mitzvah to burn the whole thing. Av kan, by regular minchas of a kohen, even minchas kohen chayta, is the kolol toktir, the whole thing has to be burnt. O ma kan, just by regular mincha, litan loitechel achilosa, there's a lav not to eat from the shrine of the mincha. Or the chal of the mincha, there's no kemitz of the whole mincha. Is afvalu by minchas chavitin also liten loisase alachilosayim. There's a lav not eat from the minchas chavitim of a kohen gadol. The other more says, boy, Ravine had a shar like this. What's going to be kohen shochum and heimurim? Let's say kohen eats from the imurim of a korban. He eats from the kloyes from the yisera sakovid. So what's the lokum mahu? The more says, lav desirous. That it is a lav of chozal yecho kodesh loikam miboyle. That's no shaila to me. Because avadi is chayiv on it. Because he is a zaret loy. So the emurim is considered like a zar the kohen. But tiko miboyle, my shaila is like this. Lav the kolu ti yamai. Is there a second lav that since there's a mitzvah to burn it, whatever there's a mitzvah to burn it, there's also this lav not to eat from it. So Amar Rav Aharon, Rav Aharon said, Amar Rav Aharon. Ravino, Tashma, come in here. Tan, you learned. Rav Lezer Weimer, Kol Shul B'Kol Otiya, whenever there's a mitzvah says to burn it from Kodshim, you should know what it means to say, Litin Leisa Se Alach Elosei, that there is a lav if he eat from it. Therefore, when the Kohen eats from the Emurim and Echnami, he gets a lav also from, he gets a lav from eating something that's supposed to be burnt. The other Mishnah says, Minchas Kahanim, O minchas kohen moshiach, O minchas nesochim. A regular mincha that a kohen brings, whether it's a minchas chayvo, a minchas nadovo, the minchas kohen moshiach, the minchas chavitin that it brings every day, O minchas nesochim, the minchas brought with a korban hatomid or korban oilo, the mincha that comes with it, is la mizbeach. The whole thing is burnt on the mizbeach. And v'yein bem la kahanim. There's no part of it that goes to the kahanim. But then these type halachis is yofa koech ha mizbeach mekoech ha kahanim. The Mizbeach gets more from it than the Kohanim receive. But Shtei HaLechem that comes on Shavuos, the Lechem HaPorim that comes on Shabbos, the Kohanim eat the whole Mincha. And V'ein Ben Lo Mizbeach, the Mizbeach receives nothing from it. Over there in this Inyonim is Yofa Koyach HaKohanim Mekoyach HaMizbeach. The Kohanim receive more than the Mizbeach receives. Samora says, V'su Lech is the true what he's saying, are these the only things that no thing is burnt on the Mizbeach? And the Kohanim received nothing. I have weak oil. There's a korban oil. It's also kula kol. The whole thing is burnt. A korban oil. Tomorrow it says no. Ikor is the Kohanim. By korban oil, I call upon the skin of the animal goes to the kohen. I have weak oil soif. When you bring oil soif, a bird, there's no skin. The whole thing is burnt on the mizbeach. Tomorrow says again. Ikor meru v'noitza no. There's a crop and there's the feathers that are taken off and not burnt on the mizbeach. It's thrown down and burnt on the beis hadeshen lamata. I have weakened the sochim. I, when you bring yayin for the sochim, the whole yayin is still on top of the mizbeach. The verse says, no, l'shisa nazli. They go on the shisim, means not on the mezbeach, not on the fire. They go on the side, on the corners, on the hollow pipes. They take it straight down, but not on the fire. So Moritz says, so my bezu, what does the Mishnah say? You mean to say bezu yof? What do you mean to say lafukei? So Moritz says, yes, the chiddush is lafukei midi Shmuel. That our Mishnah is not like Shmuel. The Yama Shmuel, because Shmuel says, ha misnadiv yayin, somebody makes an adova to bring yayin. So locher is, may via, you bring the yayin, or mizalfa agavi ishim. He holds the whole thing is burnt agavi mizbeach. You pour it and burn it on top of the mizbeach. If so, yayin is also should be included in the Mishnah. Kamar Shmuel, no, that's the chiddush. Our Mishnah is not like Shmuel, but rather, the lishish and azli. Then what do you do with the midchas of nesachim of yayin? The discha yayin is poured on the side on the two holes there to take it straight down, but not on the fire of the mizbeach. So verse says, misayin lishmul to write to Shmuel. To yom Shmuel, Shmuel says, ha misnadiv shemen. If somebody brings shemen for a mincha, is kumtzoy, take a kmitza worth of it and burn it. But for shirayim necholim, the rest of the shemen is nechol kahanim. Therefore, this does not go into our Mishnah that says the category that those things are burnt on the Mizbeach. Then the Mishnah says the opposite word, that the shtei lechem lechem ponim is kulu lekahanim and nothing on the Mizbeach. But the Gemara b'suleka, these are the only things v'iko chatesoif, and chatesoif, the whole thing is nechol about the kahanim. The Gemara says, no, iko domo, there's a kol ponim, the zvika sadam of the chatesoif that goes on the Mizbeach, so there is something to the Mizbeach. Ah, v'iko luk shemen shalmetzorah, also, that the whole thing goes to the Kohanim. There's no part of it that's put on the Mizbeach. Samar says true, even though no part is on the Mizbeach, but Ika Mat Noisov, there is the Maton of it that doesn't go on the Mizbeach, but Koponim, it goes on the Mitzvah itself. Not the whole thing is given to the Kohanim. If so, Omai Bezu, what does the Mishnah mean to say Bezu? What's the Kamal Afuka come to exclude? Biman Diyomar, Shtei Halechem, Haboyis Pifnu Yatron, in the case of bringing Shtei Halechem by itself, without the Shnei Kvosim, that there's a sheep that the sheep that says the sreifa, it goes the sreifa. You have to burn it on the mizbeach. The sreifa afkian is kamash malon. Now, Mishnah teaching us no kamash malon to bezu yofakir kahanim liyelam. But the shtei halechem, it always goes to the kahanim. Even in the case where the shtei halechem comes by itself, still the locher is the whole thing goes with kahanim. Now the Mishnah says kol hamanochoy sanasos bekli. Any mincha that has to be made inside a kli, like a minchas machalas, a minchas macheshes, the locher is two nois, sholosh mat nois shemen. There are three times that you have to put shemen into the mincha. There's a yitziko, or velila, or matan shemen, bekli, kredul masiyosan, before you even start to make it. At the beginning, first you have to pour a little bit shemen into the kli. That's called matan shemen, kredul masiyosan. Then you put the flour inside the kli, and then you put a little bit shemen on top of it, and you mix it all up, and that's called the belila. And after the belila, you bake it like in a machavas or a macheshes, like a nidroi, and then you make it into 10 matzos, and after you bake it, then you have to cut it up into small pieces, and you pour shemen on top of it. That's called Yitzika. That's the third thing that's done with the Shemen. That's called Sholosh Matonois Shemen. Yitzika, that's the last one. Belila, the middle one. Umata Shemen Bakli, that's the first one. Now, V'hachalois Boilolon. These are the words of Rebbe. That by Minchas Chalo, like a Machavas or Macheshes, after you bake it, then you first have to cut it up into pieces, and then you pour Shemen. That's when you make the Belila. That's the Rebbe holds. The Chomer say no, soilus, that you make the belula when it's still in the form of flour. Like we said before, first you put shemen in the kli, then you put the yisurin, then you put more shemen, you make a belula, then you bake it. But that's the Chomer shita, that the belula is done when it's still in the form of flour. Now, ha chalois, two nois belila. The mincha has to be baked like a chalois. The mitzvah is, like we said, either when it's bisarin, when the flour, or when after you bake it, you have to chop it up again. But the mitzvah belula, you have to mix it up with the shemen. For a kikin, but a mitzvah, the mincha, that comes made out of wafers, that's meshuchim. That you just have to pour the shemen on top of it. You don't mix it up with the flour with shemen, but rather you first knead the dough. the flour with poishrim, lukewarm water. Then you bake it into 10 rakikin. Then you just pour oil on top of it. That's all. The pasuk says, rakikin matas b'shuchim b'shemen. The Mishnah explains, ketzad moishchen, how do you pour the shemen on top of the wafers? Kimin ki, you have to use a type of a key, which to some sense like a ladle. That's the way you use to pour the shemen on top of it. So it says, ois of yivonis ki, like an X. That's how you used to pour the shemen on the top of the rakikin. Bishara Shem, what do they do with the leftover shemen? It's a low look shemen. That's Nechel HaKohanim. Leftover shemen is supposed to be put on top of the rakikin. After you make a meshicha, the leftover shemen attack is Nechel HaKohanim. The Kohanim have already eaten it. Now the Gemara says, Lamute Mai, what does the Mishnah come in to exclude? So Amar Apopo Lamute Minchas Mafe. Come in to exclude a Minchas Mafe. In case we just bake the Mincha. As the Mishnah says only, Achol Amnochas Anastas Bekli. It's made in a kli. Lafuki a minchas mafet doesn't made in a kli, but you just bake it right away. Over there, the taner, you bake it first in the taner. Like we'll see later, it's coming to mind, there's no yitzika by this mincha that's baked in an oven. Taner Rabbanah, coming here, the bracha is like this. V'yin minchas marcheshes korbanecho. You bring the minchas made in the marcheshes, a deep in, soilless, bashemin, tasa. You have to make the flour with oil. Balamna comes to teach us Shetuna Mata Shemin the Kli. That first you have to put Shemin into the Kli. Before you even put the flour in, the first thing is first you put some Shemin into the Kli. Then Korbanecho says, Nechesh Korbanecho, what for? L'Gzereshava. It's L'Gzereshava over here. Makan Matan Shemin the Kli. Just like over here, you have to put Shemin in the Kli first. Avlahalan, over there also, is Matan Shemin the Kli. You have to put Shemin the Kli first. Because here it's by Minchas Macheshes. Here's the Wadim by Minchas Machavas. Also, you have to have a Shemin in the Kli first. Just like by a Minchas Machavas, Yitziko Belila, it says that you have to pour it a second and third time. Is Avkan Huadin by Minchas Macheshes also, Yitziko Belila. So that's the Zerah Shavu, learn now one from the other, that by Minchas Machavas with a Kli, or Minchas Macheshes, there are three times you have to have Shemin. First, you have to put a little bit of shemen into the kli first. Then you put the sour and the flour. Then you put some more, a little bit amount of shemen on top of it. And then you make the blili and mix it up. And then you make the yitzika later, you pour the shemen a third time. That's what the Mishnah says, that this mincha has to be done the kli. It's tunois, sholosh, matonis, shemen. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the other side. So wait till the end of the tape and then turn over. I'll continue on the other blot on the other side.